Good morning and welcome to the Nettier's Q3 2010 results conference call. Hosting today's call will be Mr. Miroslav Wodlewski, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. John Eastick, Chief Financial Officer. Following management's formal comments, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. Mr. Wodlewski, you may now begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start with saying I'm happy with the progress on our results we made in the third quarter, despite what I consider a challenging environment, and we'll talk in more details about that. Our revenue reached 1,175,000,000 for the 9 months, and it was 5% up on a year-over-year basis. And it reached 395 million, and it was also 5% up when it comes to third quarter. Our subscriber market share continues to grow strongly, and I will just draw your attention to one figure. We've reached 36% share of net adds in third quarter, which is, again, one of the highest, and it's above the full-year average. If there was one statement I would like to make about third quarter, I think it's a quarter of LLU, Local Loop Unbundling. You all know how important LLU is to us when it comes to long-term profitability and long-term sustainability of our customer base, and we've made an excellent progress on that front. We are now having over 107,000 clients as of today on LLU, and this was by far the strongest quarter in terms of net adds, where we've added 25,000 customers on LLU. Also an important figure is double play customers. It is important in general, when it comes to LLU, it's showing an excellent result in the sense that double play customers represent 59% of all the migrations and almost 100%, exactly 96% of organic net LLU additions in the third quarter. So it was very satisfactory result on LLU front, and we are keeping that momentum into next quarters to come. In third quarter, we also witnessed faster growth in voice services, which, along with cost of migration from Bitstream and WLR onto LLU. And intensified retention ahead of fourth quarter expected price cuts put a drag on our margins in third quarter, and we'll explain that in more details later on. After all, it was, as I said, a satisfactory quarter. Our free cash flow is strongly positive on the past 9 months. It reached 153 million zlotys, and in the third quarter was 46 million respectively. An important project of Client Omania, which we already talked to you about, is proceeding smoothly in its implementation. And that project is an important one to us, as it creates another competitive advantage for us going forward. We are also well advanced in raising financing for potential acquisitions, and you probably know more about it than just this general statement. And we'll be happy to answer some of the questions you might have on that. And also very important, today we are maintaining our full-year guidance, and we'll be very focused on the last 2 months of the year to make it fully happen. I think this team has proven that we always do what we say. So with this start into the a presentation of the third quarter results, let me pass to Jonathan Eastick, CFO, to walk you through more details.
Thank you, Mirek. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to take you through what I think is a very good quarter for Netia, the third quarter of 2010. As we've done in the previous conference calls, I'll be referring to the presentation that's on the website under the presentation tab, if you don't have it in front of you already. And as usual, I'll start with some comments about the subscriber base, and that means starting from slide 3, which deals with broadband customers. The first thing really to draw your attention to is the number of revenue generating units we've added between Q2 and Q3. It's actually about 90% faster growth in net adds looking at broadband and voice together. We had an extremely good quarter on the voice side, which I'll talk more about in a minute. But 55,000 RGUs added versus 29,000 in Q2, of course, does have a consequence in terms of the absolute level of spending on gross additions and therefore acquisition cost, and also on retention. So I'll be coming back to that discussion when we look at the margins a little bit later on. But I think that's a very important starting point for my comments. Looking at broadband specifically, as Mirek said, it was already another successful quarter. Again, we were number one in terms of net adds on the market. We estimate about 36% share in net additions, and it's moved our market share on from 10.7% at the half year up to 11.1% or thereabouts as of 30th of September. The base grew 33% on a year-over-year basis to 654,000 customers, and it was up 5% quarter-on-quarter from 624 to 654,000 customers. I think very satisfying was that we managed to maintain this number one position and accelerate the rate of net additions, despite SAC being stable and also ARPU stabilising. Obviously, the ARPU over the previous two or three quarters had been trending down. We started the year about a year ago, we had almost 60 zloty ARPU. Right now, it's the last two quarters has been quite stable at 54 zloty. I remind you that one of the major reasons for the decline in ARPU has been our very strong push on double play, and therefore more profitable customers from a lower cost perspective, and one of the rational incentives for the customer to take a double play with Netia is obviously a bit of a price discount versus single play services, and that's been responsible for most of the ARPU drop that we saw earlier in the year, but the situation has been much more steady during Q3. As Mirek said, this has been very much the quarter of LLU. We've made tremendous progress in terms of switching on new nodes. We had, as of today, we have 475 nodes up and running, and our target for the year is to get to over 500. So we're well on the way in terms of nodes. In terms of accessible lines unbundled, that's up around now 4 million lines out of the total TP network of about 10 million lines are within the coverage of our LLU network. In terms of customers, also excellent in the third quarter. The rate of migration was up tremendously from about 5,000 to 17,000 customers Q2 to Q3. We added 25,000 customers in total to finish the quarter at just under 100,000. And as Mirek mentioned, we're at 107,000 as of a couple of days ago with our base. So we're well on our way to well over 120,000 or so LLU customers by the end of this year. In terms of our target for the full year, as you know, we're aiming for 700,000 broadband customers plus any additional acquisitions we manage to complete before the year end on the Ethernet side. We're going flat out to deliver that. The organization's totally focused on it, and we're very hopeful that we're going to get there. by the end of the year. Moving on to slide four and the voice base, as you will probably recall, for the last three quarters or so, growth in our voice subscriber base has been relatively sluggish, but we've been aiming for 1,225,000 customers by the year end. We made a big step in the right direction during Q3 with growing the base from 1,182,000 to 1,214,000, so over 32,000 net additions during the three-month period. The base is up 6% year on year in a market which is obviously shrinking in terms of total size. So our market share is now all the way up to 12.8% of voice customers on the Polish market. ARPU was down a little bit in the third quarter versus the second quarter. We continue to see some discounting necessary on the particularly on the business and SOHO market, and some customers also got some benefit from some of the retention activity we've been running during the third quarter. So the WLR ARPU was also a little bit lower than in Q2. Worth drawing your attention to, I think, is also the strong progress we're making on moving customers onto VoIP-based telephony services as opposed to the traditional PSTN. We now have almost 100,000 customers connected via VoIP solutions, which are obviously much cheaper from a cost perspective for us, although the revenues are basically the same as for PSTN services. 61,000 of those customers are on our LLU network, and about 37,000, mostly business customers, on our own on our own direct access network. And just again to confirm the guidance for the year, we're aiming for 1,225,000 by year end. Moving on to slide five, the key financial results. Here you see the last seven quarters laid out, the whole of 2009 and the first three quarters of 2010. Starting off looking at things cumulatively, we had 1,175,000,000 revenue over the first 9 months, which is up 5% year on year. Q3 was up 6.5% year on year to 394.5 million zloty. The gross margins, or as you see here, declined somewhat during the third quarter, and I'll talk more about that in detail on the next slide. This is something that we flagged would happen in the second half of the year as we accelerated our growth, as we accelerated migrations onto LLU. And there's also been new developments on the retention side that I will explain more about in a moment. In terms of EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA, we're at 272 million zloty for the 9 months, which is plus 20% on a year ago, and we recorded just under 86 million zloty for the third quarter, which is 4.4% ahead of a year ago, and 21.7% EBITDA margin. So to reach our guidance of 355 million for adjusted EBITDA, we need another 83 million zloty in the fourth quarter. With accelerated sales, we think this is doable, and our guidance therefore is unchanged. EBIT, obviously, again another positive quarter, coming in at 14.4 million, and a positive contribution from financial income feeds through to a net profit of 12.4 million zloty for the quarter. Just a good moment to draw your attention to our cash position. We finished the 30th of September with 313 million zloty on our bank account or invested in government treasury bills. which gives us a lot of flexibility in the context of the acquisitions that we're hoping to participate in. We generated 40 million zloty during the quarter, so the vast majority of our operating free cash flow was converted into cash during the quarter. Over the page on slide 6, we've built a little EBITDA bridge to illustrate for you where the lower margin or the lower adjusted EBITDA margin has come from. Last quarter we registered 95 million zloty of adjusted EBITDA. This quarter, as I said, it's 85.5 million zloty. The differences come as you can see here. First of all, overall there's been about a 6 million zloty drop in gross margin on the ongoing business activity. That's a combination of these ARPU declines that we saw primarily earlier in the year, feeding through for a full quarter, and also a shift in the revenue mix towards wholesale, where, as you know, some of the margins are considerably lower than on our other services. And you'll note that the interconnection costs were about 6 million zloty higher than in Q2, so that's a major factor in this position. Very good performance on the cost side, 8 million positive contribution quarter to quarter, totally offsetting the margin decline. We sold the final tranche of P4 transmission equipment to P4 on the 1st of July, right at the beginning of the quarter. That fed through to about 3 million of revenue loss and around a 2 million decline in EBITDA margin. But overall, we booked about 13 million zloty in profits on the sale of these three tranches of equipment over the past 12 months. We then get the higher impact on acquisition costs from the higher sales that I mentioned in my opening remarks, about 85% higher net additions. A big chunk of that's coming through accelerated gross additions, and that obviously feeds through into the absolute amount of acquisition costs that we expense in a given quarter. So quarter to quarter, that was an additional 4 million of expenditure. The final position here, the 1 million, more like 1.5 million, is a sequential increase coming from the higher number of migrations that we did in Q3 versus Q2. We more than tripled the rate of migration, as I mentioned earlier. That feeds through into higher costs. We have to pay TP fees for terminating Bitstream. We have to pay TP fees for activating LOU customers. And these costs go straight through the income statement. The position in the middle there, the 5 million relating to retention, I think is the one that is most interesting and most worthy of comment. In July, we heard the news that the regulator had announced that TP had proposed a new set of broadband tariffs to be introduced in the fourth quarter, and that those tariffs had passed the margin squeeze test. There was also comment that those tariffs may be up to 20% lower than the rates that they were charging at the time. So we responded very decisively to that news on the commercial side. We brought forward our Christmas promotion, or our fourth quarter promotion, I should say, by 1 month, starting it off at the beginning of September, which obviously helped on the gross ad side. But equally, we proactively started to secure customers, not only those that had contracts expiring in the third quarter, which would be the normal modus operandi, but we also started to secure customers that had contracts expiring in Q4 and also in Q1 of next year. So we did that to give us some breathing space, not knowing exactly what the tariff decreases of TP would look like. And you should see a positive benefit on our churn level and therefore on our net additions level in Q4 and then again in Q1 of next year. So this was accelerated spending. To a large extent it was a one-off. It was a defensive move on our part, if you like. But it has a cost. For example, if we increase the speed of service given to a customer, we have to pay a fee to TP if that customer is on Bitstream or on on Bitstream rather. That was a couple of million zloty. Some customers we gave them a discount on a nice Wi-Fi modem, so that increased the expenditure on cost of goods. There was a lot of outbound campaigning going on, so there was an increased outsourcing cost on customer care, etc., etc. Altogether, it was about 7 million zloty of spending in the third quarter. On an incremental basis, that was 5 million zloty. So that explains the reduction, higher volumes, good progress on migration, as we previously flagged to you, and also this proactive move on retention of customers. Moving on to slide 7, on the revenue breakdown by the different type of service. As I'd already mentioned, our revenue came in at 395 million zloty. A relatively stable picture to report. 3 million lower revenue on the data revenues because on the P4 contract resulted in a 1 million decline quarter to quarter on data revenue. So that shouldn't be repeated in Q4. Obviously, we've got that that process behind us with P4 now, so we should return to growth. On the voice revenue side, direct voice revenues continue to hold up extremely well. They're only down 2 million zloty compared to Q3 of 2009. Almost all the decline is actually continuing to come from the running down of the indirect access customer base, the CPS customer base, which contributed only 8 million zloty in Q3 compared to 16 million zloty a year earlier. Moving on to look at the residential segment. Here, as I mentioned earlier, we've done very well in terms of services added. We added a net, you can see on the bottom left-hand graphic here on slide 8, that we added about 12,000 services net in Q2. That increased to 34,000 net services added in Q3. So that's a tremendous increase. The cost of that, obviously, and the retention activities and those the other activities I was just describing, has an impact on the EBITDA margin. So we've seen a largely temporary reduction in EBITDA margin to 13% for the third quarter. Those margins obviously will stay relatively low in Q4 because we expect high sales, and then they should start to rebound again early next year with the seasonally lower sales that we normally get at the beginning of the year. Over the page on Soho SME, the strategy of growing the base quickly continues to be implemented successfully. We added 12,000 services in Q2, 18,000 services in Q3. We continue to have 41% of customers taking at least two services from us, broadband and voice, which feeds through into very nice EBITDA margins. We continue to run at about 30% EBITDA margin in this segment. Corporate had a very good quarter in the context of the economic situation, which continues to be difficult. Revenue increased from 85 to 86 million zloty. It's only 1 million down on Q3 of a year earlier. Very stable in terms of revenue mix, and we continue to have a very healthy 52% margin at the EBITDA level on this segment. probably we'll talk a little bit later about Exetel, but obviously a big chunk of the Exetel business sits into this segment and would create very exciting possibilities for us were we able to acquire that asset. Very, very cash generative segment, as you can see. The carrier segment continues to add revenue. A lot of voice termination revenue being added into the revenue mix means that the revenue moved on to 57 million zloty in Q3, despite the P4 transmission contract having 3 million lower revenue, as I mentioned already. And we continue to move at approximately 50% EBITDA margins on this segment. Operating expenses on slide 12 continue to be very much under control. The hard work we put in on the Project Profit and on the Tele2 synergies obviously generated a lot of cost savings at the back end of last year, the beginning of this year. The important news is that we're managing to sustain those savings. We've had to reverse very, very few projects in terms of adding additional costs. In terms of headcount, we added two organic headcount during the quarter, plus 25 related to additional Ethernet acquisitions completed in the quarter. Our active headcount is still under 1,400 at the end of September. Our unallocated net cash expenses is running at 25 million zloty in the third quarter. And SG&A expenses to revenue, another way of looking at our overhead costs, is 5 percentage points lower than a year ago. All the result of the profit and the Tele2 synergy projects. Capital investments are laid out on slide 13 together with our operating free cash flow performance. Year to date, for the 9 months, we had capital investment at 125 million zloty. We expect significant additional expenditure in Q4, so we're still guiding for up to 220 million zloty for the year as a whole. We continue to spend heavily on the broadband side. We had 72 million of spending in the first 9 months. Our efforts to economize, be more efficient on the existing network continue to bear fruit. As you can see, spending on IT and network and our own network is down from 75 million to 47 million zloty over the 9 month period. Operating free cash flow remains strong. We moved on to 46 million of operating free cash flow in Q3. Up slightly on Q2. On a rolling 12-month basis, our operating free cash flow is running at 168 million zloty, which is somewhat ahead of our guidance for the full year, but obviously we're factoring in an increase in CapEx for the fourth quarter, as is the usual seasonal pattern. Over the page on 14, EBITDA reconciliation to net profit. Depreciation continues to move up extremely slowly, only 0.4% higher than a year ago, which means the EBITDA increase feeds straight through to EBIT. In terms of unusual items between adjusted EBITDA and EBITDA this quarter, the only thing of any importance to report is a 4.5 million zloty profit on tranche 3 of the disposal of the P4 transmission equipment. For the 9 months as a whole, for the two tranches we sold this year, that's 7.3 million zloty. So EBIT came in at 54.4 million zloty. We had a positive contribution on net financial income. And our tax expenses of 12.3 million zloty are obviously related to reductions in deferred tax assets. They're not cash expenditures, as we continue to have the benefit of our earlier losses to shield our tax position. To finish, from my comments from my side, we have slide 15, which just runs through our financial position. First thing, as I mentioned earlier, is that we have just over $300 million in cash as of the end of September, and we see that currently as a more or less the optimal sort of figure to be retaining whilst the scenarios with potential large acquisitions play themselves out over the next couple of quarters. And obviously, in addition to that, we're generating significant positive cash flow each quarter, in the region of 40 to 50 million per quarter, with that set to continue next year. We have a credit facility available of 700 million zloty, which means as of today we have basically a billion zloty that we're able to deploy on major acquisitions should the opportunity present itself. If we manage to complete one major acquisition, as we've said previously, we're very interested in Exitel. We would also be very interested in moving on and doing a second major acquisition. We're also very interested in Dialogue. We need to raise some additional cash to do that, but looking at our position from an EBITDA margin and from a leverage perspective, we feel we could easily raise the money to do the second deal and still be at around about a two times EBITDA level, which is very, in terms of leverage, which is very comfortable for the company. So in terms of dividends, and what does that mean for dividends, whilst the opportunities to do acquisitions remain strong, obviously we're going to keep hold of the 300 million zloty. We will deploy money on these acquisitions should the opportunity come up over the next few months. The size of any potential dividend will depend on how successful we are with these acquisition activities. Obviously, the more we manage to do in terms of acquisition, the less surplus cash will be available for dividend. So, with those comments, I will pass it back to Mirek for closing remarks.
Thank you, Jonathan. So just a few summary points, ladies and gentlemen. We are a broadband leader of growth with 30% of net adds over the past 9 months year to date and 36% of net adds in the third quarter. We are also seeing healthy developments across all customer segments we are dealing with, whether this is small office, home office, corporate customers, or carriers. As I mentioned earlier, third quarter was a quarter of LLU to us, especially with a strong customer base growth, which reached by today 107,000 customers. Yes, this LLU migration increased related costs of the migration, along with those retention activities which John has mentioned, which was proactively securing them for us ahead of the fourth quarter price cuts, affected our margin in the third quarter, but we've been very aware and constantly running it that way. We are so happy with LLU that we are actually considering to increase the number of LLU sites from earlier 530 nodes targeted to 700 nodes over the next quarters, while working with the regulator to improve transparency of margins we set going forward, as this test is important for the bitstream access. So on one hand, we are becoming less dependent on that, but on the other hand, we are also working with the regulator to make sure that it guarantees the right margin for alternative operators. Past 12 months delivered for us 168 million of free cash flow, so we are moving very nicely forward, and that is one of the factors which positions us well for those major acquisitions, which John has already elaborated on. And again, I would like to confirm our full year 2010 guidance today. And with this statement, I would like to move to any questions you might have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press 7 again. You will be advised when to ask your question. We currently have no questions, so please be reminded, if you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. A final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. Our first question comes from the line of Paweł Pchalski from Bank Zakharovsky. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Paweł Pchalski, BZWBK. One question. What about dividend plans? When shall we hear about Netia potentially paying dividends? Because you are about to deliver 200 million zlotys in 2011 cash. And more in ensuing years. Please guide us towards when you will announce on dividends.
Thank you for the question. You're right, our results support a need for answering or clearly stating the dividend policy. I think, as we've earlier stated, this would be beginning of next year, and I would keep to this earlier statement. Beginning of next year, we should announce a dividend policy, which wouldn't only stipulate the post 2010 potential payouts, but also would lay out longer term plans. It is important to look at the potential dividend payouts also vis-a-vis those acquisition opportunities, and we are very closely monitoring this situation. You probably know it better than anyone else, what's going on that front. So that has an impact on our or on timing of announcing the dividend policy.
Ladies and gentlemen, a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. We have a question from the line of Presnik Sawalska from UniCredit. Please go ahead. Presnik, your line is open. Would you like to ask a question?
Yes, good morning. Looking at the presentation, you're showing 125 million in capex after 9 months of 2010, and for the full year 220. What's the remainder going for? What's the target of the investments throughout the 4Q?
Quite a lot of investment going on to the broadband side into core network capacity. And also the final wave of, or the final part of the wave of LOU needs to be rolled out. As our guidance is to deliver over 500 nodes, and we very much hope to well exceed 500.
And the 700 nodes that you mentioned earlier is the target for over what time horizon?
Well, we're considering whether or not to extend the plan next year. I mean, this was to be the last wave.
Uh-huh.
But we could easily add, from a capacity perspective, on the network side, another 100 nodes, 150 nodes next year, A lot depends on how the Bitstream versus LLU trade-off develops, right? Obviously, as Mirek said, we're in discussions with the regulator about the margin squeeze test, and that may have an impact. But we're considering now doing a wider rollout because it's going extremely well on the LLU side.
Okay, and with regards to the margin stress test, could we anticipate another round of such?
Sorry, I didn't catch the question.
Yes, you mentioned you're talking with the regulator about the margin stress.
Oh, the margin squeeze test.
Yeah, and when would you expect to have another round of those? Isn't that coming when the when TPSA is introducing its new offer?
Yes, I think there was news out publicly that currently the new offers from incumbent are frozen in terms of its testing within this margin squeeze test until the test itself is being quote-unquote tested or understood better in terms of what results it's turning back. Well, regulator is acting very quickly, as we all know, so I wouldn't expect this to be longer than year-end before the clarity on the margin squeeze test is regained.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Michael Zastin from Pioneer Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Michal Shpin from Pioneer Investments. I've got one question concerning PSA broadband price cut. I mean, what is now your competitive position and will you be able to deliver such strong addition in broadband as in the past? Concerning that prices of PSA and yours are similar now, I mean in broadband.
And yes. Yeah, thank you for that. As we've been flagging earlier, our long-term price position vis-à-vis incumbent was to close the price discount to 5% or so. And on those most important technologies of delivering on broadband, which is especially LAU, but also our own infrastructure and internet networks, you know, we are remaining very competitive on that front. On bitstream access, especially the way we package our offer into double play, we are remaining competitive. And we are coupling our competitive advantages, again, as earlier mentioned, with a quality of service. This is the whole client Romania action we've been now rolling out for nearly 12 months, as well as a strength of the brand, which over the past 3 years caught up with Neostrada and Orange, or actually surpassed the Orange brand in terms of awareness of the as the broadband provider or synonym of the broadband services provider. So despite the aggressive price cut, which are a little bit questionable to me whether they are they truly passed the margin squeeze test, that's why there is this additional work on the margin squeeze test, I guess. You know, we are finding the ways to compete, and I think you can see our confidence in ability to deliver in holding the full year guidance for 2010.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from the line of Paweł Puchalski from DZWBK. Please go ahead.
Hello again. Back to dividends. Shall I understand that once we know who is buyer of Exatel, let's say in mid-December, we should hear announcement on dividend policy from Netia? Is that correct?
I think, as Mirek said, you get an announcement one way or the other in the first quarter together with the results announcement. If there is one acquisition, I think it's pretty clear that we would be able to pay some kind of dividend, but if there is the possibility to do two acquisitions, then we're firmly convinced, and I think our supervisory board is convinced it would be better use of the money to actually complete those acquisitions. So whilst there's so much uncertainty, there isn't really much point. We decided to announce a policy today and then you know, have to change it once we know about Exeter in 3 months' time.
Hello. Have you been thinking about setting a theoretical dividend policy, just the way CPSA presents its net free cash flow? They present it with an asterisk, unless something happens. You could easily present your dividend policy with asterisk, unless we complete one or two acquisitions.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of probability. If you have nothing on the horizon, then you put an asterisk just in case something may happen. But if we have increased certainty, then the asterisk should almost say in case it doesn't happen, right? So again, it, I think, shows our confidence in one specific scenario, which justifies not putting asterisks at this stage. But starting, as John mentioned, first quarter next year, and not knowing specifics of the future developments, then the asterisks would be justified.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. A final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If there are no further questions, I will turn the call over to Mr. Godlewski for his final comments.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in our third quarter results call. We appreciate all the questions, and as always, we encourage you to follow up with us if you have any more detailed questions going forward. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending today's conference. You may now replace your handsets.